last couple of weeks, I've been just listening to people. And in listening, God is able to show you a lot of things. And I noticed, and then to put the icing on the cake, I was talking to a lady yesterday who was complaining about her husband to me. And I just listened, because I know both of them. And we get to a place in our lives where we get sick and tired of going through what we get sick and tired of going through. And then we see people who ought to be going through the same thing we're going through, but they're living large. So the mind, the humanity in us, wants to pass judgment on what we see. And we can. Because God says we can. I think it was, what? Was it last month I taught that message in Romans? We can't pass judgment on that. That's like God said, who do you think you are?
Amen.
Like your stuff don't stink. But what he expects us to do is to love folks the way he loved us and he gave his life for us. Didn't say it's going to be easy. It ain't never easy. It's easier to pass judgment on somebody than to try to ask God to show you where they are. Because in most cases, once you find out where they are, you'll find out that they're in the same place you are. We go through things. I know I've been through a lot of things, and there have been times where I have actually passed judgment. I have judged somebody. And what I failed to realize in judging them meant that in my self-righteousness, I was better than they were. First lady used to get on me all the time when we first got married. She'd say, you need to slow down, man. No, she used to say, you need to slow down, him. That's what she said. You can't expect everybody to know what you know and to understand what you understand, because that makes you hypocritical. And boy, I was not happy with her saying that. We went rounds on that one. And then one day I was up here and we were, somebody was singing. And God pointed out to me, sitting in that chair, you know, you were being hypocritical. I'm sitting on, no, I wasn't. Yes, you were. You can't pass judgment because of what you know and what other folks don't know. Because they probably know something that you don't know. So how would that make you feel? And people tend to want to put you down because they think they're living better than you're living.
Amen.
Amen. When in actuality, if you don't have the joy of the Lord and peace in the Spirit, you're not really living.
Amen.
And to say you do and you don't,
my Jesus,
you have a bigger problem than I got.
Amen. Amen.
And that's not passing judgment. But I had told Reverend TC, I might call him TC, that I was going to sing, but after my daughter got through, I don't think I need to. I got tons of glasses in there. Thanks for looking. Yeah. And he gives me these looks when I change my mind about something. Like, here we go again. get y'all out of here. Don't nobody clap. I can't leave out of the house if I ain't dressed right. That's why I try to get dressed to leave before she get up. Before she gets disturbed. But now I got to deal not just with her, but Dylan. Amen. Talking about me, Pastor L?
No.
Yeah. Uh-huh,
he talking about him.
Oh, he can't leave the house unless she, mama see how he dressed either, huh? I guess we got the same problem going on, no. Amen. Open up your Bible to the book of Romans. The second chapter. The first verse. Therefore, thou art inexcusable. First thing I want you to understand that God is talking about impartiality. Therefore, thou art inexcusable, O man. Whosoever thou art that judgest for wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself, for thou that judgest does the same things. But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such things. And thinkest thou this, O man, that judgest them which do such things and do the same, thou shalt escape the judgment of God? Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? But after thy hardness and thy impotent heart, treasures up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his deeds, to our deeds. I can't react off of what you do. Because God going to react off of what I do. To them who by patient continuance and well-doing seek for glory and honor and will and immortality, eternal life. Greg threw me off. I saw him get up and move. But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation, and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first, and also of the Gentile. But glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first, and to also the Gentile. For there is no respect of persons with God. That's key.
Yep.
Because if God don't have no respect of persons or no impartiality, why do we? What gives us the right to judge or, in actuality, sentence somebody else? And that's exactly what we're doing. We're sentencing them with our hypocritical attitude. And it's getting harder and harder and harder to keep your mind stay in perfect peace.
Amen.
Because of the trials and the battles that we're experiencing. And what I'm finding out up Charlotte, all my battles are up here. And because they're up here, they affect here.
Amen.
That's why the Bible tells us, keep our mind stayed on Christ.
Amen.
So that you can stay in a mature peace.
Yeah.
Perfect there means mature. If you're in a mature peace, you're not going to let what other people do affect your life.
Come on now.
When you get to judging people and condemning people. It's a mess. It is a mess. For instance, I'll use me and my daughter. Both my daughters, when they started tapping, I was having a fit. I was fussing with her. And God told me one day, he said, what does her tap have to do with her character? Uh-huh. I said, God, who are you talking to like that? He said, I'm talking to you. I'm trying to make sure you have a good report when you come to see me.
My Lord.
And so what brought it up was I was with Greg. We were sitting there yesterday before we left Bowling Alley, and he was complaining about a young lady that had tats. And I listened. I said, you know what, brother, I had that same problem. He said, well, what'd you do? I said, I dropped it. He said, why? Because I wanted to live. That's judgmental. I have no right to judge her for what she decides to do for her. And that's the problem we're having. We're judging people based on what we see and not what we know.
Amen.
You don't know what that person's going through in their life. You don't know what they're dealing with. You think they may be acting strange. They might be strange. But that's not for you to decide. Yeah. That's none of our business. So I try to stay out of other folks' business. No, I do stay out of other folks' business. Because if you get in other folks' business, you start judging them for something that you ain't got nothing to do with. That's why I tell folks when I go to the bowling alley, leave me alone. I come to bowl. I don't come to have church with you. And you ain't going to go to church Sunday. You don't even go to church. So you're not going to use me as your patsy to make yourself feel good about what you know you should be doing. In most cases, Brother Tony, all they want to do is talk about somebody. They don't pass judgment. Wives pass the judgment on their husbands, and husbands pass the judgment on their wives, and sisters pass the judgment on their brothers, and brothers pass the judgment on brothers because they don't think they meet the standard of living that they're living in. When what they don't know is that God is searching the intents of all of our hearts. And we need to get ourselves together. Because in actuality, none of us are no better than nobody else. We think because we throw that word saint on the front of our name, that makes us a saint. That makes me want to watch out for you. I've never been hurt by anybody outside of the church. I'm keep it plain. But I've been ripped apart by people in the church. Because they decided to judge me for what they thought about me and not for who I was. And they proceeded to attack.
Amen.
You know what I'm talking about. There's folks that attack you and don't even know you. That's what Paul was trying to tell them. He said, and then you have to look at this, and then we backtrack to the first chapter. What verse does that say, read? Oh, shoot. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, implacable, unmerciful. Who knowing the judgment of God, we know what the judgment of God is. So why do we keep playing these games with God? When he said, if you judge another, I'm going to judge you.
Yes.
From the deed. somebody that you got your braid on? Or you done rested your spirit on them? Or most importantly, if you don't put your flesh on them, you better make it right. Because you know what ain't going to get away from God? Nothing. I bet you God will give you a reason for something. Nothing's going to get away from God. Judgment is a horrible thing. And we are doing it out of spite, out of hatred, out of jealousy. And you know what's so bad about it? Most folks jealous and don't know they're jealous. That's a trick of the flesh.
Yeah.
Amen. He done tricked you into believing that you all right. So it's been the last time I thought I was all right. I paid a price for it. God said, so you think your stuff don't stink, huh? Let me show you something. When he pulled back the cover on me, I said, I'm sorry. I was like Joshua. I just fell on my face.
Amen.
Lord, you can stop this now. You don't have to. I don't need to see no more.
My Lord,
I'm guilty.
My Lord.
Forgive me. I shouldn't have thought that about them, or I shouldn't have said that about that one, or I shouldn't imagine that about this one. See, judgment goes farther than you just thinking about somebody. That's what I was talking about that scripture. I was talking to my wife about that scripture. When Paul said, when I'm seeking to do good, evil is always present. I can't get away with it. You know what what hit me, Pastor Keys? That when he was talking about evil is always present, you know what was talking about evil in that chapter? When he was talking about evil is always present, he wasn't so much talking about me doing something to somebody, but what he was saying was the mindset to be judgmental is always prevalent. That's why he said, Lord, why have you sent Satan to buffet me? Lest I think I'm better than somebody else. More intelligent, more knowledgeable, have more powerful, more anointed than somebody else. God will remind you. Just like he reminded me. Your righteousness is as filthy rags. And I'm the only one that can clean you up.
Yes.
Now, I don't know about you, but I have problems, Sister Jackie, trying to stay clean. It's a struggle.
Amen.
It's a battle every day.
Amen.
To keep God first in my life.
Come on now.
We like to brag about how easy it was. Holy Ghost filled, fire back. Oh, no. I might be Holy Ghost filled, but I sure don't want to be fire baptized. Y'all better stop praying for that. But once you get in the fire, you don't know we get out. Ask me how I know. That used to be my prayer. They used to say, pray to be Holy Ghost filled and fire baptized. Lord, I want to be Holy Ghost filled and fire baptized. When I woke up one morning, it felt like I stepped over into some hot coals. And they've been getting hotter for some 30-something years. You ever just sat back and judged God? No, y'all ain't gonna admit that. I just sat back and judged God. I sat there some time thinking, I said, look here, Lord. When you gonna let me catch a break? You the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. When do I get to catch a break? You say, what do you mean? When I don't have to have struggles spiritually, physically, financially. I don't have to have these struggles. He said, you ready to come home? I say, no, sir. He say, well, deal with your trials. If you deal with them the first time, this was God letting me know that since I didn't judge him, he gonna judge me. If you deal with it the first time, you won't have to deal with it the second time. So why don't you man up, put your big boy underwear on, and run this race with the patience that I have supplied you with.
Amen.
And stop, if you're judging me, I know you're judging others. We need to get ourselves straight now and cut that mess loose.
Amen.
You know what? You know why we don't do political in this church? Because it puts you in a judgmental mood.
Amen. Amen.
And besides, God said we were supposed to have nothing to do with it in the church anymore.
Right.
They say, what are you? I say, I ain't nothing. I'm trying to get to heaven.
Amen.
The only way I'm going to get to heaven is to be nothing. Amen. It's the truth. Being filled with all unrighteousness and see that word fornication? I know when y'all saw that, the first thing went through your mind was, That's the first thing went through your mind. But you know what he's talking about? Being filled with all unrighteousness produces a spirit of fornication.
Right.
That's what he's saying. If you are filled, if you allow your righteous indignation, if you allow yourself to be self-righteous, it produces a spirit of fornication where you no longer make love to God, but you make love to everything else.
Come on now.
Tell it. Cars, tell money, it. Houses,
tell it.
Diamonds, riches. You fornicate, that means you just separate yourself from God. And then if you do that, guess what comes next? Wickedness. Why did wickedness come? Because now you've opened up your spirit that your flesh may have greater control over your mindset.
Yeah.
And over how you serve God,
amen,
than the Spirit of God.
Amen.
My Lord.
And then maliciousness. Oh, we can be malicious. We be in everybody's business. Sometimes I think the worst thing they create is telephone. Because you get on the telephone and you can talk about folks, don't think nobody here. Somebody listening. You know who I worry about listening to the most? God. If I think you got something to gossip, bye. It's time for me to go to bed. These things which are infiltrated the church of God. Listen to me. These things are not coming. They are already here. They were here when he first wrote the scriptures.
Amen.
But now we have greater ability to put them to work.
Amen.
We have internet. What you say? Social media. We got everything. So we put ourselves out there. God asked me Thursday night, he says, well, Rev, what do you think? I said, about what? I'm bowling. You know, what do you want? What do you think, Rev? So I said, about what? I said, I know what. Let me tell you what I think. I think you're on Facebook too much. What do you mean? I said, because you put all your dirty laundry out there for folks to see, and then you want to know why people pass judgment on you. They don't know no better.
Tell it.
You know better. I do Facebook, ask the kids.
Right.
Right. That's all I do. Because I got a couple in Texas. I'll be watching them too. Amen. But the church has got to stop judging each other. We say we're non-denominational. Though somebody else say they're Jesus only. What do? We pass judgment on them because we don't think they're right, and they pass judgment on us because they know we're not right. How many got that?
Right.
Yeah. Something wrong with that. You ain't doing ministry because your church ain't big as the one over there. We better pray that Jesus takes some time before he come back here.
Amen.
Folks better stop crying out. Lord, I'm ready to come home. No, you not. You ain't got your heart cleaned out yet. And that's the first place he's going. You're going to feel rumbling around going on in your heart and your spirit, and you're going to be trying to figure out what it is. It's going to be the word of God picking you apart.
Come on now. Come on.
I stopped praying that prayer, Mother. Lord, I'm ready to go home. He said, well, stop taking your blood pressure medicine. Then I got to the place I was passing judgment on me. That's real bad. Because now I'm working myself to a place where I'm going, what? I'm going to be deceitful. Y'all ain't hearing me this morning.
My Lord.
I'll be deceitful because there's things I don't want you to do.
My Lord.
And I'm going to take it out on you. You ever used to blame your mother or your father when they get mad? You think they was taking stuff out on you?
Lord, have mercy.
It was a bunch of us. I had 6 brothers and 4 sisters.
Well.
And I used to get mad. Let me tell you what I did one time. I hid myself in the bathroom. And my mother come to the door. She said, what you doing in there? I'm sick of you picking on me. I got 6 other brothers and 4 sisters, and every time I look up, you messing with me. She said, because you're the only one that I'm catching hell with. I passed judgment. Didn't they say something about that in here?
Yeah, they did, right there.
About how you treat your mother and your parents?
Sure did. Oh.
Somebody honor them, didn't it?
Sure did. Yeah.
Oh, that's what I thought it said.
Yeah. So that
I thought I read that. It didn't say nothing about us obeying you. We going everywhere, dude.
It
didn't say nothing about that. You have passed judgment on me already because I'm your parent. And I ain't doing what you think I should do. Let me move, because I don't want to lose my young friends. This book, or this I'm here, covers all of that.
Yes, it does. Amen.
And then Rev TC keep putting stuff up there. Whisperers. We got whisperers. Now somebody next to you trying to see what you're whispering about. Because they know. Now they think you whispering about them. How often in church you see that? If you got something to say it, just say it.
Come on.
You done said it already anyway. Because God done heard you say it. Oh, then we got these backbiters. I'm trying not to. The word is self-explanatory. Backbiter. That means you're assassinating people because you done passed judgment on who you think they should be.
Amen.
And not because of who they are. So here you are, biting back. And if you do that, that makes you a hater of God. That make you not love God. Preach, bro. Let him preach. Go ahead and preach. Open me out. Because they looking at me like I'm crazy. Now you know. And when it said hater, it's not talking about hate, hate, hate. It's talking about you despise him. Because you're not serving him if you're chewing on somebody else.
Come on now. Come on now.
Especially they don't know you chewing on.
Come on now.
But you know what? Times have changed. You'd be amazed at who knows stuff now. They can look at you and say, listen, walk up to somebody and tell them you love them. And you don't. You done passed judgment on that person already because you act like they're not lovable. There's some folks I used to think wasn't lovable. I used to run from them. First lady, you helped me preach, but you ain't helped me preach the right way. It's reality though, ain't it? Y'all know, you see some folks coming, what you say to yourself? I'm going to help you out because you ain't going to say it. Here come this nut. Huh? I went to a tournament. That's all I do anyway. But I went to a tournament last week, way out someplace. And a guy was there. I love this guy. He's a good guy. A minister. But every time I see him, it's like, praise God. I'm like, and the first thing I said to myself was, when I saw him, oh, snaps. And God said, for what? You mad at him? You judging him because he don't mind? Praising God out in the open. I said, Lord, that ain't even what he doing. He said, how you know? How you know what he doing? You been in his house? You been in his car?
My Lord.
Leave that man alone. I went up and hugged him. He said, Rev, you must be lovable today. You might never hug me. I said, man, you just don't know. You have no idea. I'm trying to save my life. I'm trying to save mine. And if I don't get over this thing, I'm not. I'm telling you, we got to make some changes in our lives.
Yes.
We'll have a choice. Either we do it, or we're going to find ourselves back on the cross. I'm not trying to do that again. I'm determined by the grace and the mercy of God that I'm not going to let you or nobody else or nothing separate me from the love of God. And you know what? Especially not me. Because I'm my biggest enemy.
Amen.
I separate myself from God in a heartbeat with one thought, with one idea, with one principle, one concept. I done separated myself from him. Because I've denied his word.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
We got to get together, church.
Come on.
Come on. Despiteful, proud. That's a bad word right there. Proud?
Oh, yes.
Church full of proud folks.
Uh-huh.
Full of proud people. And they'll look at you. I ain't even going to go there. You know how they looked at you. Proud. Boasters. Man, you should see a new Cadillac I just got.
Oh my goodness, you sound like Castle River.
It ain't because I want you to be blessed because I got it. I want you to see who I am.
Man.
Y'all start something. They tell me you ought to get new. I got a sound system in my car. And if I lease, I can't have that sound system. And if I trade in, I got to remove my system, take it to the shop, have them remove it. And when I get the new car, take it back and have them put it in, which hits my pocket, going and coming. I'm good. If I can replace something, it's going to be replaced. That's a sharing. It's going to be replaced. And I'm going to keep on driving it because I like the sound it makes when I'm on the freeway.
All right, man. Right.
But I learned not to be a poster.
Amen. Amen.
And when you boast a lot, you invent evil things.
Amen.
It's funny how you put this word together.
Yeah.
You invent evil things when you boast.
Amen.
Because you create an atmosphere for other boasters.
Uh-huh.
Now you got folks lying about what they got.
Just.
To match with what you got.
Amen.
You might be in a Jag, but they actually driving a Volkswagen. An old one. But to meet your demands, they gonna tell you they driving a Maserati. You ain't never gonna see it. But they got it. They only driving on certain days. They don't drive in the church because people at church can't drive. You create an atmosphere. Uh-oh. Is that what it say? We better skip that.
I agree.
We better skip that. I'm going to close this out while I still got friends. Yeah, we don't know. I think y'all already got the strength of that. Amen. I know I had to go back and apologize to my mother for what I put her through. When I got myself right with God, I went to my mother's house and I cried. And I asked her to forgive me for the stuff that I put her through when I was coming up. And baby, I put her through some stuff. Because I was climbing out of windows, going to do my thing. I was, you know what? And she hugged me. And she said, I've been looking at you for that. Because you're doing what I prayed that you was going to be doing anyway.
Yes.
In church preaching. I think my mother died that same year. Can you imagine what I would have felt like if I hadn't made things right with her in me? Try to get me out of here. No, I'm just teasing. Study this word to show yourself approved. A workman that needeth not be ashamed. Rightly divided the word of truth. Everybody that claims to be born again or saved, the Holy Ghost filled, ain't right with God. Because if they're not, because if they ain't treating you right, he had to make sure I know he here today. Because if you're not treating him right and they're not treating you right, you ain't going to get away with it. You know what scares me the most? Is that scripture, that one that says, be not deceived. That is a dangerous scripture. It is so dangerous because he warned you right off the bat. I see why he was laying down crying to God. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. You ain't gonna mock God by judging folks, hating on folks, talking about folks. You're not gonna mock him when he gave us everything we need to transform ourselves by the renewing of our minds.
Amen.
I like to change that around sometimes. Since Brenda and I say, don't get it twisted, God ain't no joker. And you're not gonna play him for no joker. So church, we better get ourselves together. Us and them that's watching. You know, we tend to say, hey, don't know what they talk about. That's because you don't want to know what they're talking about. Everyone stand. Not being hypocritical over what we don't understand. this morning for your power, for your strength, most importantly for your anointing that you loosed up in this place this morning. You allow your church, which is your people, to release themselves of stress, pressure, things they've been dealing with outside of the church. And they shouted and they praised God. And Father, I thank you for coming down and inhabiting this place. Because without us, there's no reason for you to inhabit this place. But you come to inhabit the praise of the people. So Father, I thank you for teaching us and guiding us and giving us understanding and showing us when we need to make corrections in our thinking, in our thought pattern, and in our understanding. So that, Father, we don't interpret that thing as that scripture for the lack of knowledge. My people are destroyed. Because we'll be lying because we have knowledge. We just need to put it into works. So, Father, let our deeds that we do in this body be everlasting and glorified to you and not to man. Father, I pray that you'll strengthen us all as a whole, individually and as a whole, that we can come together and stand upon the promises of God. For the two or three gathered in my name, there shall you be, you will be in the midst of them. So, Father, we all come together as the body of Christ that Jesus said we were going to be, then we create an atmosphere of total praise where you get involved. So, Father, you teach us to leave our judgmental spirits and our hypocritical attitudes at the door. And we come in with a praise so that you can have your way in our lives. I thank you, Lord God, for ministering to our minds today, for ministering to our spirits today, for ministering to our bodies today, for ministering to our finances today. Do it all, Father. We give you the praise as a whole people, unseparated, undeniable, because we love you. So, Father, I pray that by the power of the living God, that we all leave here with a joyous spirit. And we hold on to that, Lord God, because of your word. With peace in our minds. Father, I thank you right now. I give you the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Turn to give somebody a hug next week. Don't be faking it now.